music from Verdi's La Traviata on a Thursday afternoon, and after successful productions of Carmen and La Boheme, the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra will return to fully staged opera with a production of Verdi's masterpiece. This tale of love and tragedy has touched audiences across the world. Experience the power of opera this Saturday night and Tuesday night at Hammerson Hall. 8 p.m. is showtime. Performers include Christina Pisani, Keith Klassen, Christopher Dunham, and Deanna Poletto. The Mississauga Symphony Orchestra music director is Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco. He also leads the Mississauga Symphony Youth Orchestra, York Symphony Orchestra, and Opera York. The award-winning maestro has extensive training and has toured the world and worked with classical operations across this country. Maestro, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to be with you again. There are many great operas to choose from. Why this one? Why La Traviata?
Oh, wow. That's a tough question. You know, I would love to present so many operas, but really a lot of it has to do with, one is top 10 opera in a city that hasn't seen a lot of opera.
Sure.
And opera that lends itself to the large stage and large orchestra, as the engine of the opera production, of course, is 60 Mississauga Symphony Orchestra musicians in the pit driving this production. So, of course, something that lends itself to the large stage, grand opera, and is audience favorite. La Traviata fits the bill, as did Carmen, as did La Boheme. And so we're really thrilled to be back.
You know, I've been to a bit of opera over the last year, and it really is the big show out of all the things you can do within classical music.
Yeah.
There's a lot to think about when you're putting it together.
It is. It's such a complete form of art.
Yeah.
I mean, the drama.
Yep.
The staging, the blocking, the visuals, of course, costumes and lights, the music, and the next tier of addition, singing, chorus, dancers. It brings all the elements of all the art forms together, really encompassing all of the genres.
You have to keep your eye on many, many things.
Yes.
You're looking everywhere, it would seem, let alone your orchestra. But
Well, it's like steering the Titanic, right, and trying to avoid that iceberg.
What's the piece you're enjoying rehearsing right now? Is there something you're getting a particular amount of joy from as you work this up?
Within the opera?
Yeah, within the opera.
You know what? All the elements, there's a few orchestral numbers in it, not many preludes that are really tender and really sublime. The chorus numbers are exciting. This element of tragic death that actually begins right at the top of the show. You start to get these little hints of tragedy in the opening. Even in famous pieces, we always think of Brindisi or Libiamo as being sort of an uplifting piece because we're cheering. But this is really already, for Italians, this isn't a happy waltz. Mm. Culturally, this 3-4 sort of or 3-8 waltz feel is actually a death waltz. It's just turned around, which is, if you make it too happy, we want to predict a tragic end.
You know, you return to these works, you return to composers. What do you learn about someone like Verdi as you go through this yet again and you really start to bone up on everything you're going to need to perform over the weekend?
So some of that has to do with, of course, repetition. You see, having done the production a few times, you come back to certain musical elements and you start to recognize his intention. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's surface and you think, this just sounds great, you know, great music. And then you look at the dialogue and you look at the diction and the words and the meaning of the words. And you start to piece it all together with some of his other works and time and place and why he was writing. It's not a political opera, as he was quite political in the state of Italy and what was happening at the time with the Risorgimento and the sort of revolution that was happening. And this particular opera doesn't have those elements, so you can really think clearly about what he wrote in the notes, the music, and stick to what we have on the page.
Right. So not as much subtext. You can actually just work within the moment that is the story that's being told, which is lovely. You've got a great team working on this performance, wonderful singers. It's
incredible
like it's,
cast.
It's all coming together. Yeah. Shall we give away some tickets? What do you say?
Oh, for sure.
I'm excited to do this. Now, we've been doing this all week. This has been a very popular prize, my friend. You've got some very happy people who've been listening to Classical FM, who are headed there on Tuesday night to Hammerson Hall at the Living Arts Center with the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra to enjoy Verdi's La Traviata. And we'd love to send you. And don't forget, there is a performance Saturday as well. And I've just been sent some information about your pricing. Can I share that right now?
Absolutely.
All right. Now offering a 50% discount on all regularly priced tickets for closing night on Tuesday. And if you quote the promo code, toi at the Living Arts Center box office.
Toi, toi, toi.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm thinking French, and of course we're in Italian, right? There we go. Very good. So we did that, and toi, toi, toi is what you want to remember for the Living Arts Center box office. So we're going to give you a chance to win tickets right now. The number to call, 416-507-9894, 416-507-9894, and you are going to win two tickets to the January 28th, 8 p.m. performance at the Living Arts Center. Let's hear from you, 416-507-9894. And Maestro, just wonderful to be with you.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Always learn something when I'm with you, and good luck for these next couple performances.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, get back to the music of La Traviata, and we'll hear from you as you make that phone call.